Hi guys, I'm Emma DeMuth, producer who works behind the scenes also in development on The Royals of Malibu. And yes, I am getting all of your messages about season 3. While I can't announce anything officially yet, I'll just say we're working on it.
Hi, I'm Gabby Conti, the co-creator and writer of Bad Influencer. And yes, season 2 is coming, but I am so excited to be here with you today, Emma, for this amazing crossover episode.
Me too. It's so exciting. If you guys have been following us on social media, you've seen that we've had a little March Madness East Coast versus West Coast competition. And today we are going to walk through all of the matchups we've had and reveal the final winner.
Yes, and also, if you don't know, now we have Royals of Malibu is on Emerald Audio along with Bad Influencer. Emerald Audio is a female-led, female-driven podcast network, and we are just so excited for this new collab.
Yeah, so Traumers out there, if you haven't listened to Bad Influencer, I 100% recommend it. If you like the Royals of Malibu, you're definitely going to like Bad Influencer.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, well, you have to know at least one of these shows if you're tuning in.
I'd hope so.
I would assume.
If not, welcome.
Welcome. And so, Emma, if we have any Bad Influencer audience members that don't know what the Royals of Malibu is, can you give us a little quick description?
Yeah. So the Royals of Malibu is a rags to riches saga about Ella Sinclair. She's a teenager living on her own as a cam girl until one day this man named Callum Royal shows up and basically says, I am the best friend of your father who you've never met. And you're coming to live with me now. And I happen to be a billionaire and have 2 really hot sons. But so Ella is taken from Fresno and forced to live in Malibu and go to a prep school with her stepbrothers who hate her and a bunch of other mean girls. But, you know, she's strong and she works through it. And a lot of spicy, fun things happen. But Ooh. You'll just have to listen to find out.
Forced to live in Malibu. That must be tough.
Yeah.
Must be so tough.
It's a hard life.
Yeah. And the first 2 seasons are currently available. Now you can listen to both seasons on Emerald Audio.
Yes.
Just so
yes.
fun.
Yeah. And for Royals of Malibu listeners, give us a little rundown of Bad Influencer.
Sure. So if you like Royals of Malibu, you probably will like Bad Influencer. Bad Influencer is about a girl, Sarah Sawyer, who's a nobody, who dreams of being a famous influencer, makes a wish, one day wakes up and is a famous influencer, and she's caught in nonstop scandal.
I love it.
And it takes place in New York City. The entire first season is available. It's 9 episodes, and we are currently writing season 2.
And I've been reading some of the scripts and they're really good.
Ooh,
so
thanks.
You guys are going to love it. All right. So I'm just going to jump right into our first matchup. Mm-hmm. Our first matchup is New York Fashion Week with Sarah versus Sephora with Tommy. So Gabby, can you give a little bit of an explanation of this matchup?
Sure. So Sarah was the influencer we just talked about. So she's a brand new influencer and she has front row tickets to New York Fashion Week, which you can hear on the show. She bumps into a couple of celebrities, including her favorite influencer ever, Eva Evolving, who's another character in the show. And she has a great time at this front row. I mean, it's a brand that she used to love so much and she used to idolize before she became famous. And mm-hmm. now she's an ambassador. She's front row. She's getting the royal treatment. Tommy is her best friend slash neighbor prior to her becoming a famous influencer. And we opened the show in Sephora only to find out that Tommy has actually been banned from several Sephoras for taking the whole sample trial size thing on his own. He does DIYs with his own travel bottles. Apparently you can't do that at Sephora. So he's been banned from a couple. But Tommy is also a real expert at all things beauty and skincare. So he is the person you want to go to Sephora with if you're not banned from the Sephora with him.
All right. So based off of all this information, who was your choice?
So I voted for Tommy because I kind of love the adventure side of things. And I kind of like going with him, getting that amazing advice for the skincare. But then also like maybe we're going to get kicked out. That sounds really fun
Keeps
to me.
Keeps it exciting.
Right? But I guess I should have picked Fashion Week because I've never been to Fashion Week. And that could be really fun sitting front row at Fashion Week.
Okay. Maybe this is shallow of me, but I chose New York Fashion Week with Sarah. Although I'd rather hang out with Tommy. Mm. But Fashion Week tickets are a lot harder to get.
Yeah,
anyone. I mean, I go to Sephora like every week anyway.
Right.
So like that'd be more special for me. Mm. So that's why I chose Fashion Week with Sarah.
That makes sense. Yeah, I think I hear you on that. But how did people vote on that?
So the winner actually was Sephora with Tommy.
Wow. I guess
60% Sephora with Tommy, 40% New York Fashion Week with Sarah. So it's pretty close.
Yeah, pretty close. Pretty close. That is a tight one.
Yeah.
Okay, so for Royals of Malibu, we have either a shot to go shopping with Brooke or to do yoga with Sav. So can you tell us bad influencers what that is?
Yeah, so this matchup was interesting because they're both at times in both seasons are the villains. Mm. So Brooke, I'm not going to reveal too much in case people haven't listened to it. But Brooke is like your typical Valley girl that like loves fashion. She'll take you on Rodeo Drive, probably spend 10 grand easy on a 1 to 2 hour shopping spree. Savannah is very zen on the outside, but is also a control freak and also a little bit of a biatch. But she does evolve. No spoilers. She does evolve. Like, I'm learning to love Savannah. But again, when I was choosing my pick for this one, I'm kind of being shallow again, but I just can't do yoga. Like, I get so distracted that I would be counting the minutes for it to be over. And shopping with Brooke on Rodeo Drive, I mean, that would be quite a shopping spree. So I had to choose Brooke and shopping.
Well, also, you get clothes out of hanging out with Brooke.
I know.
With Savannah, you just get sweaty, right?
Like, I know. Does that make me shallow? I don't know.
And Savannah is also a yoga teacher, right?
Yeah, she's the yoga instructor.
So yeah, so at least you know it would be a good yoga class. But yeah. I agree with you. I would have also picked shopping with Brooke because clothes.
I know, right?
So, interesting enough, I guess the fans did not agree with us.
I was surprised by this one.
Maybe we just have a lot of Savannah fans. Like, they just wanted to...
Savannah has a better arc.
Yeah, because sometimes I think people picked based on the character and less on the scenario. I think it kind of changed. So Brooke had 31% of people wanted to go shopping with Brooke and 69% wanted to do the yoga class. So
I was really surprised by this, but good on you guys. Like, our fans, they're so wholesome. They choose the better person.
Well, clearly Savannah's like a fan favorite then.
Yeah.
People like want to spend time with her.
Again, I don't want to spoil everything that happens in season two, but she really has the best character development in my opinion. And I'm really rooting for her now. So I'm happy for her for winning this one.
I love that. Go Savannah.
Yeah, go Savannah. Go Sav. All right. Moving on to our next matchup.
Yep.
We have the Titanic exhibit with Adam. And fly on Chad's private jet.
I mean, to me, these are both really fun dates. Yeah. So Adam is our romantic lead. He is dating Eva at the start of the season, Adam and Eva. Okay. But then him and Sarah end up having a little bit of a flirtation. I won't spoil too much if you haven't listened to season one yet. And they do go to the Titanic exhibit in the show. And the Titanic exhibit was really big when season one came out, when I was writing this. It's basically like you're in the movie. So they have everything there. You could see the rooms. They even have like a photo op at the bow of the boat with a green screen behind it. They have the Hope Diamond. They have scripts, like everything. It's like if you are a fan. So if you're a fan of the movie Titanic, you definitely want to go check out some. There's different ones. Exhibit, experience, there's different names for them. But like it's like a really, really fun. And it's a fun date. I went by myself because I was covering it for press. We also took our Christmas photo there with my cat and my husband. We went back and got a shot that year on the bow of the boat, and that was really fun.
So
I think, and Adam is like so sweet. He's from the Midwest. He's like really kind. He's like a kind of a little bit of a goofball, but just really, really sweet and kind. So that would be that date. Now, Chad is one of our villains. Mm-hmm. He is Adam and Eva's CFO. So he's the guy who's dealing with all the money. And I guess, spoiler, he and Eva are having an affair. And they are using company money to fund their affair. So they have a scene on a private jet going to Turks and Caicos. I've never been on a PJ before. Sounds like fun. But if I were to choose, I probably would choose the Titanic exhibit with Adam because I just think like his company would be better than Chad.
Yeah.
If I was single, right?
Yeah. This one's hard because I feel like at first glance, like looking at the two activities, of course, I'd rather go on a private jet than the Titanic exhibit, which sounds really interesting, but also kind of sad at the same time. I don't know. Every time I watch that movie, I cry so much. Anyway. But when I thought about it more, I was worried, you know what, if I'm stuck with Chad anywhere, I'd be afraid of getting arrested or being like caught into something legally. So right. I don't know, like, if we're flying to a foreign country and maybe Chad's up to something, I don't want to end up in prison in a foreign country.
Right. And also private jets are terrible for the environment. So you're you're part of that.
That's true.
You're having an affair. So also that's on your conscience.
I think I overlooked that. But yes.
When I went to the Titanic exhibit, they were setting it up. And at one point, the light started flickering. And I was like, oh, my God, is this like really an experience? Like you go through like the sinking of the ship. And they were like, no, we were just setting up the lights.
Oh, my gosh. And don't they give you when you enter?
Yeah, you get a name.
Yeah. Find out at the end if you survived or not.
So that's the dark part of it. They hand you a ticket with someone's name and they're like, you're gonna find out at the end if you're a person, and they're real people that either lived or died in the Titanic.
So romantic.
What a date. And so how did people vote on that?
Well, people actually agreed with you.
Okay.
The Titanic exhibit with Adam was 65% and fly on Chad's private jet was 35%.
Okay. Do you think people thought maybe it was a fly on his jet?
I don't know if they would get 35%
on. Yeah, 35% wanted to be a fly on his jet.
So what about for royals?
So for royals, we have our next thing is Nobu with Callum, or we have Lattes and Advice with Lucy. That's tough.
This is quite a matchup.
Mm-hmm.
We intentionally put them together because this is me personally. Like, we'll see what happens, but I would love to see a romance with Callum and Lucy. I think they would be so wholesome together.
Yeah, I love that.
So I was curious to see what people thought if we compared them. But for me, I love Callum. I would love to have dinner with him. I'm sure he could teach me a lot about real estate. But I do think Nobu is a little overrated.
Mm. Yeah.
And lattes with Lucy. You know, I'd love a pistachio latte. I've never had one before. And Lucy would give great advice. I'm at a point in my life. I'm 26. I could use some big sister advice right now. So I would love to spend time with Lucy.
It's like the battle of, do you want something like, do you want a heart or do you want like a brain, I guess, you know, because I feel like, you know, it's kind of like that.
And that's why they would be great
together.
That's
why they'd be so good
together. They balance each other out.
Wait, so tell me about these pistachio lattes. Because every time I listen to Royals of Malibu and they're having a pistachio latte, I want one. Do these exist? So you never had one, but where did the inspo come from?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Kiana, our brilliant writer. She wrote that. But I want one.
Yeah, they sound really good.
Sound
absolutely delicious. I agree with you. I think I also would pick lattes and advice with Lucy. Also because, Nobu is like such a scene. And I also am curious of how much of the conversation, how good the conversation would be with Callum because he's so like, I don't know, has this like tough exterior, you know, would he be on his phone the whole time? You know, what would be happening there? So, I think I would prefer
that's a good point.
But it would be cool to get Nobu with Callum and the rest of the royals. I feel like that would be fun.
Yes.
Like I would like to be there. But I think with just him, it would be kind of like awkward.
It would be kind of awkward.
Yeah.
Although part of me is curious, like maybe I can crack him a little bit.
Ooh,
understand.
Maybe you could find out like where his, get him to talk about his dead wife.
Exactly. Find out more about Maria and what happened there.
Happened,
which hopefully we'll figure out more.
Ooh.
A potential season 3.
Okay, all right.
TBD.
So let's see how that did. Okay, so 36% wanted to get dinner with Callum and 64% agreed with us. They wanted the lattes and advice.
I think that's fair.
I think that's fair too.
Kind of close, but kinda Lucy close. Takes the lead.
Yeah.
Makes sense. All right, next round we have Brand Trip with Eva and Carbone with Demois.
Ooh, first of all, I think if you're gonna go on a brand trip with anyone, like you see those Tarte brand trips on your Instagram and stuff, I feel like Eva is the one you wanna go with because she's been on a lot of these. She probably knows exactly how to how to get the most out of them, how to get the best content, how to get the best photos. I feel like if you need someone to go with, it would be Eva. Although Eva might, because she is a little bit of a villain, she also might sabotage it for you. So it could go one or two ways. She could either be your best friend or your worst enemy. You have no idea. Demois, I love. I've never met Demois. I know sometimes she does meet people. You have to sign like an NDA and everything. I would love to meet Demois. I would love to go to Carbone. I've never been to Carbone. I wrote about Carbone from what I know about it. I would like to go to Carbone and also get Cosmos because I know Demois loves a Cosmo. I'd love to have a couple of Cosmos and the spicy rigatoni. at Carbone with Dumois. I think that'd be fun. So yeah, I think I would pick, sorry, Eva. I think I would pick Dumois over Eva for this one.
Yeah, I agree. I think a brand trip for me, who's not an influencer whatsoever, would be a little bit overwhelming. And I think I just wouldn't know what to do in that situation. Mm-hmm. I've never been to Carbone, so I'd love to try it. And plus, I'd love to get all of the tea from Dumois. She knows everyone's secrets.
Right?
So.
Like what are, yeah. who's DMing her? What are things that she can't post? Like exactly. get the real skinny.
And like you said, like I'd love to know more about her, like her as a person and mm-hmm. her whole life story.
Right. And how, so which she does a great job explaining in her book, Anon Please, is loosely based on her real life about like how she came to be. But a lot of like personal information is completely, because she doesn't reveal who she is because she wants to separate herself from the brand.
And that's so hard to do nowadays mm-hmm. with so many spoilers on the internet.
Like, I know. Well, someone found out who they think is Dumois and like doxed her, which I don't agree with. I think that was really messed up because she's been very clear about being like, I just want to be treated like a publication. I don't want to be treated like a person.
That's smart. So I respect that.
Yeah.
Or not the person doxing her, but respect her being anonymous. Like, I think that's cool.
I've only been on one brand trip in my life before. Okay. And it is like draining because it's kind of like every activity, like every hour, every minute is planned. I went before like TikTok and before Instagram was like what it is.
Yeah.
But I imagine now there's probably like so many deliverables that you have to do. There's probably such a pressure to post.
So much pressure.
And also like anytime there's a photo op, it's like you take your phone out and like everyone else has their phone out. Like it just, it must be like, not relaxing at all.
Exactly. So, yeah. It's work, but you're in these really cool situations. Yeah. And I feel like it'd be hard to enjoy yourself.
Right. In your own like villa or whatever, wherever they go for that Tarte trip. That looks amazing. But I don't think I would actually want to go on it.
Yeah. Well, it seems the fans disagree with us. Mm. Brand trip with Eva got 55% and Carbone with Dumois got 45%.
That's so close.
Very
though.
Shocking to me.
So close. I think they were definitely, neck and neck with that one.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliahi was Nevada's contestant nearly 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read, a podcast about the books that built our souls. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. Don't miss it. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna to Jhumpa Lahiri, Susie Essman, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they talk, they share. You can join us on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes content and giveaways at You Are What You Read Podcast and at Adriana Trigiani. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Okay, so, well, speaking of neck and neck, this is a really tough choice because I know that Royals of Malibu has the merch. You're wearing Team Easton. There's also Team Reed. It's like the battle of the brothers. Who's your favorite brother?
We have a Team Isaac, too.
Oh, you have a Team Isaac, too. Okay. And the end, I don't know if Bad Influencer fans know this yet when they start listening to the show, that the actors who play Reed and Easton are brothers in real life.
Yeah, they're brothers in real life. You can listen to the Royal Boys, a few episodes that they posted on the Royals of Malibu feed where they talk about all the episodes from season 2. They're so funny.
That's so
they're the
cool.
best.
I love that.
And it's funny because they kind of like contradict their characters. like Chris, who plays Reed, is the more goofy one, and Nick is the more serious one who plays Easton.
Oh, that's so funny. So
it's super funny.
I love that. And did they audition for the parts that they ended up playing?
No, they actually auditioned for the opposite. And we asked them if they could audition for the parts they eventually got, right. Which I'm so happy about.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
So for the next round of Royals of Malibu, we have surfing with Reed or dancing with Isaac. So if people have only listened to season one, mm-hmm. they might not know who Isaac is. So can you tell us who Isaac is and what dancing with him would be like?
Yeah. So the first episode of season two kind of opens with a shock that Ella is with a new man after walking. Oh, I can't spoil it in case you haven't listened to it. But she went through something very tough in the finale of season one. Mm-hmm. So in season two, she finds Isaac, who's a very sweet, genius guy, kind of a foil to Reed, who's more of a bad boy. Isaac is a sweetheart. Mm. He's kind of a perfect guy on paper. And he takes her on a date later in season two. They go get Korean barbecue and then they go bachata dancing. Very different than the Malibu type activities Ella had been doing before. So it's kind of like a breath of fresh air for her. Mm-hmm. So this matchup is going to be very different. It's going to be very interesting because right. we have Reed surfing with Reed, very Malibu bad boy. And then we have the fun loving, sweet Isaac who you could go dancing with. So it's tough.
That is tough. Oh my goodness. Okay. If I was to choose, I think I would pick dancing with Isaac.
Really?
Because I'm not an outdoor person. Like I don't really like outdoor activities. So surfing, sand, swimsuit, is it cold? Like I don't know. I'm not a good surfer.
Yeah.
You know, all of that. And like dancing is fun. I don't know the last time I went on a dancing date and I like mm-hmm. learning new activities. And also I love Korean barbecue. So I think I would have to pick the activity. How about you? True. Which one would you pick?
Okay, I have to go with surfing with Reed.
Aww.
I love Isaac. I just want to like hug him. He's a sweetheart, but I just like, I get secondhand embarrassment like dancing with people. Like I'll dance by myself right. like all day, but mm-hmm. like just, like touching another man and dancing with him like that. I don't know. I need to get over that. I need to grow up a little bit, but I'm just like, I don't know what to do. Like I'll just step on their feet. I'm so bad at that kind of dancing.
Right.
That I think I wouldn't be able to fully let loose. Whereas I grew up surfing, so I like being in the ocean. And that's
so there you go.
It's kind of hot to be in the ocean with a guy.
Yeah, that is really
especially
sweet.
Especially Reed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it sounds like the audience agreed with you because 76% said they would rather go surfing with Reed and 24% agreed with me that they would rather go dancing with Isaac.
Sorry, Isaac. We love you.
Yeah. Aw.
All right, moving on to the next round. We have Gossiping with Kristen Doty. And dating a Jacob Elordi lookalike.
Okay. So Kristen Doty from Vanderpump Rules and now The Valley, which if you haven't watched it, you need to watch it. I'm like obsessed. They're giving her a villain edit this like last episode. And I know Kristen. Kristen's a friend of mine. And I think she's one of the sweetest, nicest people ever. And I really love spending time with her. So she's the best. And she plays herself in Bad Influencer. Sarah runs into her in the bathroom at Carbone, and they have a really sweet moment where Kristen gives Sarah advice on dealing with friend breakups. Mm. And then for the other one, we have, what was the other one? Dating a Jacob Elordi lookalike. Sarah also wakes up next to a Jacob Elordi lookalike who she thinks is Jacob Elordi when she gets thrusted into this influencer world. As someone who, before meeting my husband, went on a lot of dating app dates, even if they look like Jacob Elordi, that's not enough. You know, there's probably something wrong with them. So I would rather have some girl time with Kristen than a Jacob Elordi lookalike. How about you?
Again, I'm being shallow, but I have to choose the Jacob Elordi lookalike. Like, if he's an asshole, which he probably is, it's hard to have both. Maybe that's judgmental of me. I should reevaluate that. But I mean, if he looks like Jacob Elordi, I mean, what's one date?
Yeah. Well, the guy who plays him is so funny, Aaron. And we like wrote this, the scene of like when Sarah wakes up next to him and he is like not very nice. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what did people think? What was, am I, who, yeah, who
people
won?
Agree with me. 69% of people said date Jacob Elordi lookalike and 31% gossip.
Well, guys, I think you have to re-listen to that Bad Influencer episode and listen to the scene when Sarah wakes up next to a Jacob Elordi lookalike and then let us know if you still would rather go on a date with this guy.
So we're talking about the specific Jacob Elordi lookalike in Badfluencer.
Yeah, because like we're talking about the characters.
Okay.
Right?
You're okay. I didn't know.
Because
really
all of them were like, we're talking
deeply.
About like Eva, we're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, there could be a lot of different Jacob Elordi lookalikes.
Right. And they're probably on some dating apps. Who knows? Or it could be Jacob Elordi, although maybe. I believe he's still with Olivia Jade. Perhaps.
I thought they broke up.
I think they're like casual or something.
I don't know. Interesting.
Open. Well, so yeah.
Jacob Elordi, yeah.
Okay, and then now on the other coast for Royals of Malibu, we have either roller skating with Val or video games with Easton. So tell us these two situations.
So Val is Ella's best friend. She's my favorite character in this show. Aww. She's so fun. She's so supportive. She's so goofy. She's just the light that this sometimes dark story needs. She's the best friend, really, I think anyone could ask for. Aww. And there's a few times that Ella and Val go roller skating together. That's just, I don't really know the backstory of why Val likes to go roller skating. I don't even know if she's good at it, but that's her thing. And then Easton is Reed's brother, who Ella also may potentially have some sort of love triangle with.
Ooh.
I don't know if you guys saw my shirt, but I love Easton. But they're both similar to Val. He's also very lighthearted. He's very fun and silly and goofy and kind of provides that comedic relief in the show, mm-hmm. which is so necessary. And for this one, it was really tough because they're both, I think, my two favorite characters.
Oh, that's
maybe funny. Them and Lucy, the three of them are my favorite characters.
Got it.
So this one was tough, but I just like hate video games. Like, I feel like it would be me watching Easton play video games. And with Val, I like roller skating and Val is just so much fun. I would love to go down the Venice boardwalk roller skating with her. I feel like we would just like meet a lot of interesting people and like have a lot of great conversations. So I choose roller skating with Val.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I am scared of roller skating, but I agree with you because I dated a guy who would play video games constantly and I used to watch him play Fortnite all the time and it was so boring.
Yeah.
Unless the video games, but I don't think Easton's into these video games like Mario Kart.
Yes, I do
play
that one.
Where you could play together.
Yes.
Like that's really fun.
That's fun. And Wii Tennis.
So as long as it's like an easy video game that you can play, but I have a feeling that Easton's probably into not Fortnite, but something more like Call of Duty, that type of video game.
Yeah.
But I think maybe Val could help me roller skate. So I think I agree with you. I'd rather go roller skating with Val.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, do the fans agree with us?
So the fans do not agree with us. Only 37% agree with us and would rather go roller skating with Val. And 63% would rather play video games with Easton. I mean, that fan base for those Royal Boys is really, really intense.
I know. I get it. I love
they're
Easton.
They're great. Yeah.
I don't blame you for choosing Easton here. All right. So moving on to round two.
Yes.
Now we have Sephora with Tommy.
Okay.
And then that is against Titanic with Adam.
Ooh.
The Titanic exhibit with Adam.
Right. I mean, I personally would have to pick the Titanic exhibit with Adam. I think you raised a really good point. Like, you can go to any Sephora, as fun as Tommy is, right? Like, you don't need him to go to a Sephora. But the Titanic exhibit, you know, the one here in LA left already. So, I think I would go Titanic exhibit with Adam.
It's interesting you say that because something you said in the first round makes me want to choose Sephora with Tommy because he's such an expert on skincare and makeup and all that. And I have no idea what the hell I'm doing with any of that. So I could really use someone to tell me that my foundation doesn't match my skin or this is the best lip gloss to use because I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, there you go.
So I think that'd be more beneficial.
And he does help Sarah out. Like he really helps Sarah with her skincare. So there you go.
Well, it seems the fans agree with you. 59% say Titanic exhibit with Adam and 41% say Sephora with Tommy.
That was close. It's nice to see that the fans are also like really liking these characters.
Yeah.
Because they're back in season two. Okay. So then on the other coast for Royals, we have Yoga with Sav versus Lattes and Advice with Lucy.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to stick with Lattes and Advice with Lucy. I just like... I could use that right now. And Savannah, we love Savannah, but I just, yoga, it's just not my thing.
Well, also if you're thinking of an activity with the character, like you don't talk during a yoga class, really. You know what I mean? Like, so there's not like maybe if you go grab a green juice after or a protein shake after, like that's the hang.
That's
but
true.
Like the actual yoga class, you'd either be like next to her doing the class together or she would be the instructor.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. Lattes with Lucy. And I am really craving a pistachio latte.
I've only done like a handful of yoga classes in my life, but don't they sometimes give you like advice or like affirmations or something?
Oh, well, yeah, it depends on which yoga class. I feel like the more, and I was actually having a conversation with a friend about this, how she once went to a yoga class where the first 30 minutes, the instructor was just talking.
Interesting.
And she was like, wanted to like start doing like positions. And the instructor was like, please stay still during this. And like, to me, that's not great. I feel like there's a nice little balance.
Yeah.
I like when an instructor like starts the class with a really quick little like intro, like setting an affirmation. And then at the end kind of brings it together.
Mm-hmm.
That's really nice. And that kind of ends like where you have like a meditation meets yoga.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're too preachy, that is not fun either. So there's a balance.
Yeah, I'd be curious what a 17-year-old would preach about in a yoga class. Although I could see Sav being low-key good at it.
Yeah, I think she would be good at it. I feel like she's very wise.
Yeah, I feel like she is very wise. Mm-hmm. I can see her reading a lot of self-help books and a lot of philosophical books and having a lot of good quotes to
good
say.
Quotes. Well, so let's see what the fans thought. So the fans agreed that only 33% wanted to do yoga and 67%, again, wanted those. I think the fans really want that pistachio latte.
I think so, too. And like I said, Lucy's one of the best characters,
so I'm
not surprised.
She is. She's awesome.
All right. Moving on, we have a Jacob Elordi lookalike versus a brand trip with Eva.
I'm so surprised that this Jacob Elordi lookalike character, who's a very minor character, went so far in the rounds. But I would pick the brand trip with Eva because I feel like you're just getting more out of it. You're getting merch. You're getting stuff with the brand. You're getting a free trip versus, you know, dates are a dime a dozen, in my opinion.
Okay, I need more context. Where is this brand trip?
The brand trip, let's say, because she opened in, I'm trying to think, sorry, one second. I think it was Tulum. So in the when we see Eva on a brand trip, she's with Adam and she's in Tulum. And actually it's kind of funny because they show her this like the best room you could possibly think of that has its own private water slide that takes you down to a bar where at the end of the bar, there's your own personal bartender who makes you drinks based on your big three astrology signs. And it's
naturally,
like a dream, right? Sounds amazing. Yeah. And then their publicist is like, actually, this is Kylie Jenner's room. You're staying in this really crappy room. But Adam's excited about it because he's like, well, we're like Leo was just here. Like we still use all the amenities. Even how much time do you actually plan on spending in the room? Plus you would get like the free stuff. So, yeah. So it would be like a brand trip to Tulum and you would get to get all your content in the amazing room. But you would be staying in a less than stellar room with a view of a parking lot.
Okay, that changes things for me because I've never been to Tulum before and
I've
always wanted to go.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll choose brand trip.
Okay, even if you're not in the best room.
I probably will never be in the room anyway.
Right.
I'll just be exploring.
Agreed.
Can I come as like Eva's assistant and like not as like a
Yeah, you could come as, maybe you would, well, maybe not her assistant, but maybe you want to be her publicist, Taylor, because then you probably have a better room than Eva.
Okay. I choose that option.
Okay.
Well, I know that's not on there, but I choose that.
Well, what did people think?
So people disagreed with us. 75% said they would date a Jacob Elordi lookalike. And 25% said brand trip with Eva.
You guys, it's one date.
It's Jacob Elordi.
Lookalike.
Exactly.
He could have a weird voice. He could smell weird.
Interesting.
He could like have no personality.
What is I know you're married, but if you were single and Jacob Elordi asked you out, what is one thing that would give you the ick if that was revealed?
I think it would be if like Jacob Elordi was really bad at having conversations.
Okay.
Like if all he did was talk about how he got into character for Elvis and Priscilla.
Okay.
I would be really, really bored.
Yeah.
I'm thinking is that I once went on a date with, I'm actually a big John Mayer fan, and I once went on a couple of dates with a guy who looked a lot like John Mayer.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say went on a date with John Mayer.
Wish.
I feel like I've met a lot of people in LA.
I wish. So I dated a guy who looks a lot like John Mayer, and the whole time we were dating, he was working on a one-man show, and he just kept talking about this one-man show, and it was just really, it was like listening to paint dry or whatever, watching paint dry. I never saw, we ended things before the one man show, thank goodness, because I would have to sit through a one man show.
Yeah, I think this is kind of similar to the conversation that we had last week about how I said I would never date an actor.
That's what it is, because that's what it is. Yeah. And then you're like supporting them and like, yeah, it would be great to date Jacob Elordi, but it probably wouldn't have been great to date Jacob Elordi before he became the Jacob Elordi that we know him as today. So more people, so who won that round?
Yeah, Jacob Elordi won.
Jacob Elordi won. 75%.
Yeah. Sorry, I went on a little tangent there. Okay. But I could talk about Jacob Elordi a lot, so I probably shouldn't say I'd never date an actor because I would definitely date
Jacob Elordi. You would date Jacob Elordi. There you go.
All right, so Royals of Malibu. Royals of Malibu.
Okay, so on the other coast, we have a mashup of either Surfing with Reed versus Video Games with Easton. So a battle of the Royals, a battle of the brothers.
Can I surf with Easton?
Oh, did I say it wrong?
No.
Oh, I said it right.
I'm just saying hypothetically because like I like surfing and I hate video games.
And you're Team Easton.
I'm Team Easton. And Easton surfs too. Reed and Easton surf together.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm asking this because I literally wrote this matchup.
You wrote these.
But that's what I would choose. But if I had to choose between the two, I'd probably serve with Reed because I do love Reed too.
Okay. You know, and this is hard because these are two activities that I don't enjoy, surfing and video games. If I had to pick one, I would pick surfing. And although I think I'm also Team Easton in terms of like if I was to say what guy I would want to date, even though that's weird. I'm in my 30s and they're both in high school. Yeah. But like if I was also in high school, I probably would be Team Easton also. So yeah, I agree with you. Surfing with Easton or just surfing with Reed if I had to pick an activity.
I like that we're on the same page on that one.
So what did the fans say? Oh, I tell you. So the fans seemed to half agree with us because 65% said they would rather surf with Reed, which makes him move on to the next round, whereas only 35% wanted to play video games with Easton.
Can't say I'm too surprised. I feel like after season two, again, I won't reveal too much. There's a reason I feel like the fans are pushed in that direction. But there's still like a healthy Easton following, so
that's good. So more fans you'd say are Team Reed over Team Easton
now.
Okay,
now I would say so. Although I do get some comments and DMs occasionally, still hoping for something to happen there, but we'll see. Anything is possible in season three.
We don't know yet.
All right, now we're moving on to the East Coast final.
Ooh, this is tough.
The winner of the bad influencer side, we have Titanic exhibit with Adam versus Jacob Elordi lookalike.
Wait, did we already do this one?
Well, now it's the finale Bad Influencer.
Oh, right. So wait, we did do, oh wait. Oh, right. Brand trip. I'm mixing my brain up. Okay.
Yeah, because Jacob Elordi.
Because we just talked about Jacob Elordi. Yeah. So I was like, wait a second.
We're talking a lot about Jacob Elordi now.
Okay. So would I rather go to the Titanic exhibit with Adam or go on a date with a Jacob Elordi lookalike? Titanic exhibit with Adam again. I would pick that.
Yeah. I don't know. This one's tough for me.
Well, because first of all, the exhibit, it's like fleeting. It's not here. You know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing on the date with this Jacob Elordi lookalike.
Well, that makes it even more enticing to me. Like, what if we're going to Paris or something?
Or what if you're
like, open-ended.
Or what if you're at a bar and he's just looking at his phone the whole time? There's no activity. We don't know the activity.
If I can plan the activity, then I choose
Jacob Elordi.
Jacob Elordi.
Okay. All right.
If it's something that's like super boring, then I'll choose Adam in the Titanic exhibit.
All right. That's fair. I would choose. I'm Team Adam. Yeah. So I would choose that for sure.
Well, so are the fans.
Oh, good.
Because 56% said that they would rather go on a Titanic exhibit date with Adam versus 44% who said they would rather date a Jacob Elordi lookalike. That was close though.
Yeah, that was very, very close. All right. And so now we're moving on to the final round for the Royals of Malibu.
West Coast champion.
So you have either Lattes with Lucy or Surfing with Reed.
This one's really hard.
Because I know they're your two favorite characters.
I'm in my single era right now.
Okay.
But in terms of like focusing on girl time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I don't need to date anyone. I'm like, I'd rather have Lattes with Lucy and like girl talk with her.
Okay.
Than, you know what? I take that back. If I'm being realistic, I mean, come on, Emma. I think I'm trying to mature here, but I'd probably rather go surfing with Reed if I'm brutally honest.
All right.
But it's tough. I don't know.
I'm still picking that pistachio latte with a side of advice from Lucy. I would pick that for sure.
Yeah, well, you're married.
I'm married. Yeah, too. But I'm, in these scenarios, I'm single.
Okay. In these scenarios, also, we're single and we're 17. Single
and yeah, and age appropriate. Yes,
exactly. We're not appropriate.
We're not, yeah. I'm
no
not
spoiler.
Saying, yeah,
no spoiler.
All right. So now we have our final mashup.
Well, you got to say who won that one.
Oh, my God. Sorry. I'm ahead of myself. Okay. So, wow. So for this one, we had 31% said that they wanted to have lattes and advice with Lucy, and 69% said they wanted to have go surfing with Reed. Okay, that's 69%.
Interesting.
Interesting.
I'm sorry, Lucy.
Yeah.
But I mean, a third of people still would rather hang out with you than
yeah.
our male protagonist. Yeah. So that's an accomplishment.
There we go.
All right, so now we have the finale of all finales.
Yeah, the final round.
Which ding, we ding, have ding. Not shared on Instagram yet.
Yeah, so this is the first time people are hearing it.
So we have, this is really funny because it's kind of like the battle of the heartthrobs.
Yeah, the battle of the boys.
We have the Titanic exhibit with Adam mm-hmm. versus surfing with Reed.
Oh, that's tough. Both involve water, kind of.
Oh my God, I didn't realize that.
I mean, one water is fake. The other one is. Yeah, I'm
trying to find like some kind of joke where Reed can paddle up and save Rose from the Titanic.
Oh yeah, there you go.
But
there
it's not working for me.
Oh, you could both fit on the surfboard with Reed.
Yeah.
And try to do that. And then
save a wave, yeah, right?
And then I'll never let go.
Surfboard.
You could do that. Well, I'm picking Adam. I'm still picking Adam through and through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're loyal.
I'm loyal. Well, also, I wrote Adam was kind of inspired by my husband. So they have a lot in common.
Wait. Yeah. Okay, backtrack.
Yeah.
How?
So a lot of things. So the hometown that him and Shara share is Columbus, Indiana, which is where my husband is from.
Oh.
The high school, too. I found out from my husband that there are two high schools there. So I had it so that Adam was at one high school and Sarah was at another. So that's why they didn't like meet. And that also that Adam reveals he figure skated as a kid. And my husband also was forced to figure skate as a kid.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
So they have a lot. And also my husband, I had him when we had like our three final guys. I had my husband like listen and see who he thought was sounded the most like not himself, but like who he liked the best. And he picked John Beckwith, who plays Adam, who's amazing. And yeah, they both have just such sweet energy. So I would pick Adam.
That's so wholesome. I wish I had like a justification just, like that to choose Reed.
Yeah,
but I feel like I'm just loyal to him as well.
Aww.
I feel like especially after season two, I mean, season one, he had a certain amount of character growth, but in season two, you really start to realize why he is the way he is. And he does have such a big heart deep down.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So I have to go with surfing with Reed.
Okay. So who's our winner?
So our winner is, drum roll please. So if we average it out between the Emerald Audio Instagram account and the Royals in Malibu Instagram account, and if you're not following both, follow both.
Yes, please follow both.
Yes, at Emerald mm-hmm. Audio and at the Royals of Malibu. With 91% surfing with Reed takes the W.
Oh, man.
But there's 9% that's still.
Okay, that makes us feel great. but no, that's very sweet. And yeah, I get it, though. I get it. You guys had two seasons to really get to know Reed. We only have one season with Adam. And actually, well, I'm not going to give anything away with what happens in season. But all of our characters do come back in season two. Thank you guys so much for listening. This was so much fun, Emma.
This was so fun.
Blast.
Can we do this every week?
Yeah, we have to do more of these. We really should. And if you guys haven't, please make sure that you are subscribed to Royals of Malibu, Bad Influencer, and also on the Emerald Audio channel. If you're a fan of Royals of Malibu, if you're a fan of Bad Influencer and you want more fiction podcast, there are two other amazing podcasts on Emerald you have to listen to.
And for more information on our shows, be sure to check out emeraldaudio.co. That's also where you can find our merch store, where you can get a Bad Influencer sweatshirt or a Team Easton sweatshirt. Or if you're listening, you can't see this, but I have a Royals of Malibu mug, Royals of Malibu hat. I have the phone case. I have a bunch of different stuff.
Oh, we also have, this is my makeshift version, but we have a bad influencer phone case that looks a lot better than this. So if you want that. And there's some other bad influencer merch too on the website, I believe, on the Shopify.
Yeah, so check that out. Yeah, check it out. Yeah. And you can also learn more about our Hidden Gems Club, which is free to join and gets you special content and up-to-date info on our latest releases. I think that's a wrap. Thanks everyone for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
You guys rock. Stay tuned for more announcements very soon.
Yeah, stay tuned for more.